The Torah tells us in the beginning in Parsha Shoftim. The Torah tells us similarly in Parsha Kedoshim. We'll relate a little bit to the beginning of Sefer Shmos also, that there is an Isser. The Torah tells us here in Dvarim in Perek Yiches, Pasuk Yud, that a person, we are prohibited from performing certain kinds of kosem, ksamim, me'onin, menachesh, mechashev, certain kinds of sorcery, certain kinds of magic. There are prohibitions in the Torah, Yisuri Doraisa, to perform any of those things. The Torah tells us that those things are ki to'evas Hashem kol ose'ela. These things are considered to be to'evas, abominations. Rather, tamim tiyah im Hashem elokacha, a person should really be trusting in the Ribono Sha'olam. They shouldn't be engaged in these kinds of activities. Think that through sorcery or magic, through contacting the dead, that's the way to go. Says the Torah, that is absolutely not the way to go. There's a very well-known and fundamental machlokas between the Rishonim about these Isurim. I want to try to say it out and hopefully try to share some insights that can be relevant from it. The Rambam maintains it's in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. The Rambam has it also in Perush HaMishnah in Avodah Zarah, in Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam maintains none of these things are real. They're all a scam. There is no such thing. There are no powers out there for us to channel anything having to do with magic. None of those things really exist. As the Rambam, they are all sheker v'chazav. They're all false. They're the kinds of things which the Rambam says people only really sort of accept when they're unsophisticated, when they don't know how their thoughts are not so developed. But all of those things are not real at all. They're all divrei sheker. The Eben Ezra and Parshas Kedoshim write similarly. The reason why the Torah prohibits these things is not because they're real, just we shouldn't use it, but rather because they are divrei sheker. The Torah does not want us to engage in that which is considered to be false, and so writes the Rambam as well. The Ramban argues. The Ramban in Parsha Shoftim argues. The Ramban also in a sefer he wrote called Torah Hashem Temima. This is a copy of one, Torah Hashem Temima. The Ramban also there at length argues and says, no, these things are very much real. The idea of magic and certain kinds of sorcery, that is something which exists. The Ramban writes, the way the world is created, this is a little bit, I think, at least beyond me. The Ramban writes that the way the world's created, that the upper bodies or powers, the stars, have control over that which is beneath it. There are malachim that are in charge of those things. The Ramban says the way the world's created, that Hashem's not directly, obviously there's Yichud Hashem, Hashem controls everything, but not everything as directly, and there are certain powers that are out there, again, not anti-Hashem and not different. There's no, we believe in one God and the unity of the Ribono Shel Olam, but there are certain powers out there, so argues the Ramban. The Ramban says those powers are out there, and he gives one kind of araya. The Gra in Shulchan Aruch gives a different kind of araya. The Ramban says it's pashut that these powers exist, because how can you contradict, how can you argue against things that are well known and people see them? The Ramban says people know there are things like magic and know there are things like sorcery. We see it all over the, not all over the place, but it's something which is well known, something which we see. The Gra argues that it's pretty clear in Chazal that these things are real. There's certain kinds of powers that are out there that a person has the ability, certain kinds of magic and sorcery that are undoubtedly considered to be real. Well, why is it usher for the Ramban? If magic is real, if sorcery is real, so how come, says the Ramban, we can't use it? Why are we told not to use it? For the Rambam, it's because it's all ridiculous, it's all fake, it's all sheker. But what about for the Ramban? So the Ramban says as follows. The Ribono Shel Olam does not want us to rely on these kinds of tricks. These powers exist. For the Umos HaOlam, for non-Jews, many of them, they're allowed to do. We, however, says the Ramban, are not supposed to. For two reasons. Number one, they aren't that good. They're not always 100% accurate. Sometimes it doesn't end up coming true. And even what does come true is often not the complete truth, says the Ramban, both in his Perush Al Torah and in Torah Shem Tamima. The Ramban says, though, the Ribono Shel Olam does want us, a fascinating idea, the Ribono Shel Olam wants people to be able to tell the future. We were supposed to have access to tell a little bit what's going to happen going forward. For Umos HaOlam, they can use some of this magic or sorcery. What exactly are we supposed to do? That's what Nevuah is for. Prophecy is in order to give us a 100% foolproof method. Again, discussion around Pirush HaMishnah, when it could go back, when not. But in general, prophecy, when it's there, is foolproof in all the way. And the Ribono Shel Olam wants us to have that. Wants us to be able to have that degree of clarity. Ad kan, in general, a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, these kinds of things are real, just, we shouldn't use them anyway. We're supposed to go the track of Nevuah, the Ramban, or the Rambam. These things are not real at all. These things are fake, and they're sheker v'chazav. They're all tricks, and therefore we really shouldn't do it at all. There is a layer in this debate that is absolutely fascinating. It really emerges most explicitly from the Ramban in his parish, in his Sefer Torah Hashem Tamima. It's an unbelievably interesting description, and I'll just give a little bit of background. The Mitzrim, so there are Khartoumim. In the beginning of Sefer Shemos, there are Khartoumim. There are Egyptian sorcerers that seem up until Kinim, to more or less mirror the tricks that Moshe and Aaron are able to do. The Khartoumim can do that also. How does that work, that there are Egyptian sorcerers who can copy what's going on? So for the Ramban, it's really not that big of a chiddush at all. Those kochos exist. And the Egyptians were aware of the fact that there's chachma, there's a certain kind of spiritual wisdom out there, and they knew how to do it. The Ribbono Shel Olam at times stopped them from being able to do it. They couldn't mirror kinim. They couldn't mirror everything. But fundamentally, that koach is really there. What about if you reject these things? If I reject these kochos, so what exactly are the Khartoumim doing? So it happens to be the Reb Sadia Gaon, I believe, in his Perush Al HaTorah, says it was all a trick. It's like a magic show. The magic show is not really, I'm sorry if I'm giving away right now, it's not really magic, it's not really powers out there. There's always a trick. There's always a trick. That trick, says the Sadia Gaon, that's what the Khartoumim were doing. They knew it was a sleight of hand. They knew exactly what to do. But one nafka mina, almost, of this machlokas is how you relate to the Khartoumim. There's another issue, and this is really the Ramban and Taras Tamima, which is so intriguing. How do you relate to the Greeks? How do you relate to Greek philosophers? The view, more or less, what seems to be more or less of the Rambam, is as follows. There were eras in history where people were more or less primitive. The Egyptians, those that were following ideas about magic and the like, were people that were not sophisticated. They didn't get what was really going on at all, so argues the Rambam. What did Greek philosophy do? So for the Rambam, many of us know, it's not entirely accurate, it doesn't entirely line up with Torah Hashem, but Aristotle, etc., they were able to reveal certain kinds of truths. They were able to be people that we could learn from in the appropriate way, in the appropriate context, the Rambam would say. But they did indicate a certain kind of more sophisticated approach. They got the scam that was magic and sorcery. And once people are aware of that, so now we're more sophisticated and less primitive, more or less as a result, at least in terms of things like this. The Ramban in Taras Tamima has a very, very different approach. The Ramban argues that the Greeks were not making us more sophisticated and less primitive, but really the opposite. He refers to Aristotle as Yimach Shemo, his name should be erased. He refers to the Greek philosophers as doing cruel things as far as challenging certain truths. The way that the Ramban described it is absolutely—it's unbelievable. He says, "What was going on in Mitzrayim? Bizman Moshe Rabbeinu says the Ramban, there was no one that was a real kofar in the existence of God. No one was a full-blown heretic, totally rejecting the Ribbono Shel Olam. No one said there's no God at all. And not only that, but in Egypt, the kinds of chachmas they were engaged in were spiritual chachmas." That was what the Egyptians were doing. They were osek in spiritual chachmas. That was a higher madrega. It's the Greek philosopher, says the Rambam. Greek philosophers that have no misora. They don't know things about Bria Olam going all the way down. They're just going based on their own rational thought. They're shifting things to no longer focus on the spiritual chachmas, but on the physical world. They'll speak about geometry. They'll speak about math and things like that that are referring to the physical world. They were actually, the way the Ramban seems to say it, they were really part of a drop, part of a struggle that we used to be more aware of the real Olam HaRuchnias. We are more aware of the spiritual world, and now we're much less aware of that. That's how it more or less develops, according to the Ramban. Let's chaz what we saw, and just to end with an important point. A very, very fundamental debate in the world of Machshava. The approach of the Rambam, the Ribbono Shel Olam, it all comes from Ribbono Shel Olam, and the only reason why we can't do things like sorcery and magic, it's not true. It's a waste of time, a sheker v'chazav, and a person shouldn't engage in that which is false. For the Rambam, just to point out, it's an important idea. The Torah doesn't ask for necessarily things that are true. The Torah wants us to engage in truth and not to be caught up at all in ideas or things that are really entirely false. The Ramban says it's real, but we have something better. It's real. Some of those kochos exist. But we have nevuah from the Ribono Shel Olam, because Baruch Hu wants us to have a direct, more of a direct pathway. And that kind of a nevuah is one that's incredibly, incredibly powerful. For the Ramban, the yesod is not stay away from that which is false. The Ramban is embrace the fact that there are some things out there that Ribono Shel Olam does not want us being osekin, and he gives us something better, something of a higher quality. I'll just end by pointing out the Ramban in Baba Basra, and Daf Yubez, I believe, maintains that even though Bizman Hazeh, we no longer really have nevuah, there's a certain kind of a nevuah, a certain kind of Ruach HaKodesh that exists with Talmidei Chachamim, Chachim Adif Minavi, that we really continue to be guided in a certain sense, says the Ramban, with a certain kind of wisdom and Ruach HaKodesh that we have access to. So whether you're the Rambam about the search for truth or the Ramban about the fact that we have access to a certain kind of nevuah, undoubtedly very important. And again, these psukim are a very, very yesodistic machlokas harishonim, one that has a lot of implications in different areas. Shkaya, guys, have a great night.